I'm very happy here. I have all that I need. The village shops are quite near and supply any extra food that I may require. I especially enjoy the baker's bread and cakes. From being so competitive in my youth, to the contentment I now possess, the passage of time has enabled me to realize that material belongings mean nothing. Peace of mind is the greatest wealth. And this is how Cain's narrative ended. As dusk approached, we thanked him for his hospitality and bade our farewells. I have never forgotten that day, and so have returned to the area in the hope of meeting Cain again. After first calling at the village, I inquired about him and was elated to hear that he still lived in the woods. The locals often visited Cain at his strange house to check on his health and well-being. I purchased what I was advised was his favorite cake from the baker, and after parking my car, set off on the walk towards the woods. The countryside was alive with birdsong, and the views were as stunning as I remembered. As I neared Cain's home, the feeling of deja vu came over me. There he was, sitting at his doorway on the same oak chair. I walked up the path towards him. He smiled broadly, and I knew that he remembered me after all this time. I smiled back. This was going to be a wonderful afternoon.